Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Well, I wonder if that could be Dan, the Does mailman.
That sure could, Mr. Collier. Me and about 1,000 Does letters.
Boy, I guess the whole country's dozing their wash.
You betcha. Take a gander at this letter from Brooklyn, New York.
What's that?
Little 11-year-old Nikki Felix says her mother's always dozing everything, so Nikki tried it herself.
What she does?
Their fishbowl.
Uh-oh, does the dish for the fish.
Huh? Yeah, and say, get this one from Los Angeles, California.
What?
Mr. Lawrence Briscoe says his neighbor's dog had fleas. So he does, Drover, and if you please, no fleas.
Oh, say, folks, here's a grand letter from Yalesville, Connecticut. Mrs. Mary Howe writes, I'm 77 years old and still do all my own laundry. But I couldn't manage it without Does. My white clothes look white as snow, and my colored things fresh and bright. I'm sure Does will still be going strong when it is 77 years old. Well, Does is off to a good start, Mrs. Howe. You know, ladies, when you Does everything in your wash, you're using the soap that's best. There's no soap anywhere that gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does. Yet your colored rayon undies are safer with this new kind of soap. Colors stay brighter. I tell you, does best. In actual wash day comparisons with 25 different soaps, Does won hands down with its outstanding combination. Because only Does gave unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
You can ask Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. The lives and careers of both Edward Reynolds and Molly are moving at great pace. At some points, they even cross and tangle. While Rosie's mother is at the civic meeting where she has just learned of Jake's return, Mr. Reynolds, her opponent for city council, is busy elsewhere. For him, the evening has been a full one. All aimed at preserving the facade of innocence Edward Reynolds has always worn. First, he had a talk with Fernandez and pledged him to secrecy in exchange for breaking his engagement to his young daughter, Teresa. Then he carried out his end of the deal and told Teresa he no longer loved her. Meanwhile, at the town hall, Rosie is on the phone. Listen.
Hello, Bertie. Bertie, will you please listen to me and stop being so hysterical, please? I'm not asking you a million questions. I'm just asking you one question, Bertie, and it's important. No, my father is not here yet. Well, don't you start asking me questions. Mr. Newton is here. Yes. I said the constable. Well, his name is Mr. Newton, Bertie, isn't it? Bertie, please tell me, how much did you tell my mother? Huh? Well, did you tell her that you... I'm not criticizing you, Bertie. I just want to know. Well, did you tell her that my father drove alone with Mr. Reynolds? Huh? And that my father has the evidence? Well, that's all I want to know, Bertie. If my mother knew, she'd leave, and so would everybody else, and... Hello? Bertie, please... Upstairs in my mother's room, in the top drawer, you'll... Well, I just want you to take something for your nerves. Goodbye, Bertie. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Here's Mr. Newton. You want to talk to him? Mr. Newton?
Yes?
Bertie Schlissel is on the phone if you want some more of the facts.
Well, who's Bertie Schlissel?
Oh, she lives in that little yellow house right near the bridge, and she lives there with her brother Seymour Fingerhood.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, she's the woman that started the beauty shop on wheels.
Uh-huh.
Does she still own that trailer?
No, she sold it to one of the defense workers.
Oh.
Hello. Just a minute, Bertie. Do you want to speak to her?
No, no, I'll wait for your father.
Hello, Bertie. Hello. Hello. Oh, she hung up. Mr. Newton.
Yes?
Mr. Newton, are you going to tell everybody in the hall about what's happened and why you're here?
So far, I've only told Bruce Hanley. And I'm leaving it up to him to tell the folks or not. He, being the chairman, should know what to do. I'd say the meeting should keep right on, just like nothing happened. Why do you ask?
Well, I think the meeting should go on, and, well, my reason has nothing to do with the terrible thing that happened tonight, but I just want the meeting to go on so my mother can be nominated, and if she knows that Elizabeth
Neal...
Poor old
woman. I can't believe she's dead.
Do you think that she knew what was going to happen?
Well, I can't see as how she could have had an inkling. Although some folks say a woman's got a ninth sense of some kind that gives them premonition of what's going to happen. But I guess Elizabeth didn't have that extra sense.
Well, maybe because she was in love with Mr. Reynolds.
Maybe so. Probably that accounted for whatever crush she put in that man.
And Mr. Newton.
Yes?
Is that all my father told you about his ride in Mr. Reynolds' car?
What all?
Well, just that the shades were drawn and he found a compact with EN on it?
Yeah, that's all, Rosie.
Are you sure, Mr. Newton?
Well, now, if anybody's got to be sure of what he's doing, I kind of figure the constable ought to be, don't you?
Huh? Well, I just thought that maybe you...
Maybe what?
Maybe you didn't want to tell me because you think I'm too young.
Well, now, come to think of it, maybe you are.
I'm not, Mr. Newton. Mr. Newton, my mother is very emotional, and, well, if she knew that Mr. Reynolds drove my father in the car that Elizabeth Neal was... Well, she
I don't suppose that any of the folks could even listen to your mother's speech if they knew.
Oh, Ma!
Yes?
Ma, here I am, out
oh,
here!
Oh, how are you, Mrs. Goldberg?
Did you just came to listen?
Well, no, I didn't get here for the beginning of the meeting.
Oh, I just came because I thought maybe you saw Mr. Goldberg on his way here.
No, it didn't. Now, will you excuse me, ladies?
Of course, surely.
Oh, the meeting isn't over yet, is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, no.
Well, then, shouldn't you be where... all the talking that's going on?
Well, I will. I'm just waiting for Mr. Goldberg. Bruce knows I told him I was in the vestibule. He'll be glad to see you. I think you were the only one from the whole town that knew you that wasn't present. We'll see you presently, Mr. Newton.
All right.
You see, Rosalie? You see, that you shouldn't have did. You see that? The new papa arrived home. Who else but me should have been told who?
You know why we didn't tell you, Ma?
When I decided, Rosalie, to accept this unusual honor of my community, which they bestowed upon me, Rosalie, don't think that your mama didn't think very well of the possible objections that could arise in Papa's objections. I thought very thoroughly of them. And also I was, and I am aware, that Papa told me not to involve myself beyond my domestic duties. And I shouldn't submerge myself in community politics. But Rosalie, darling, your words I'm giving you, I'm an individual. You said that, not? And as an individual, Rosalie, with the consciousness of my responsibilities in a critical time of my nation's history, no hurdles are too obstacle for me, Rosalie. Please. What are you laughing?
Not
I said it wrong, so you'll say it right. And then it all goes, including Papa's objections. And you should know that. Therefore, knowing it, you should have told me.
Well, Ma, I just wanted you to accept the nomination before Papa got here.
Not at all. You spoke to Papa?
Yes.
And?
And what, Ma?
I mean, when you spoke, you evidently mentioned that I'm here and why.
Of course.
Well, that's what I mean. Papa was besides himself.
Well...
You told him I was at Papa?
Yes, hey. Mom, why don't you go in?
Hey,
Mom,
wait!
Hey. I did not! Nobody told me, and nobody said that you were here.
Rosalie,
yes.
Papa looks Bruce Henley, I have to speak to him.
No, Jake, that not. When I accepted with all my faculties.
Molly.
Also with the knowledge of your disapproval.
Molly.
Knowing that your disapproval was only because you didn't understand the full importance of my place in the world.
Molly.
Of the woman's new place in this changing world.
Molly.
You have to know it, Jake. You have to know it and you have to accept it. It's a new responsibility born of this crisis.
Molly.
Believe me, Jake, my duties as a wife will not be less, but rather more.
Molly.
I'll bring the world into my home. A man's kingdom is not his home any longer, Jake. The world is his kingdom, and the sky is his roof. Like a man is not an island. And from here on, women are not going to be islands.
Molly.
Women are going to say a lot of things from now on. And those things are not going to be worth anything unless we wake up and realize that life and existence is worth every sacrifice in the world. And don't hinder me, Jake. Don't hinder me. My patriotism means leaving my kitchen hearth and coming forward.
Ma.
The world is my home, Jake. Every piece of geography, north, south, east, and west. And it's because I love you and my family. If I loved you less, Jake, and don't look at me like that. Before I made my decision to accept this responsibility, I thought well and carefully. From now on, Jake, you must look at me as someone that belongs to the world.
Just a minute.
Jake, you can't see the forest for the trees. Jake, the world is moving very quickly on its social axis, so fast that it's not possible for you to look and take it all in. Let me be your seeing eye, Jake. Feel my pulse, Jake, and you'll realize the tempo of the world today.
Ma.
Don't mar me, Rosalie, please. Now, Jake, if you can listen to my speech, come in. If not, wait for me here until I deliver myself.
Your speech, Molly, darling, is not my major concern.
Huh?
There was a murder committed tonight, Molly, and the murder is on his way here. So if you propose to make a speech, make it. And you'll be killing one bird with two stones.
What do you mean?
One, you'll be keeping the meeting going, and two, you'll quiet your social conscience.
You know, some folks are just naturally pessimistic. Yesterday, I told a lady, does is best. It does everything in your wash. And I said, that goes for dishwashing, too. Well, she just murmured,
nothing about dishwashing sounds good to me.
Oh, I told her, you should does them. Does everything for dishes. This new kind of soap gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. She only answered,
That's easy to say.
Does it. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep pouring in more soap. And how does goes after greasy frying pans. No more hard scouring to cut that tough grease. Well, the lady perked up a little and said,
sounds okay.
Does treats your hands okay, too. It's kinder to them than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands ever so soft and smooth. Well, that did it. She smiled.
I think I'll does my dishes.
Good. You'll find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, Molly made her speech all right. But Jake is certainly not the best audience in his present frame of mind. Elizabeth Neal, dead or alive, is uppermost in Jake's mind, as it must be in Edward Reynolds as well. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Used fat helps make military medicines. Our fighting men need more medicines than ever before, so save more used fat than ever before.